This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I might have just blown Corey's mind with a life hack, but also...
Sean and RJ and Bobby and them still do the life hacks because that's genius.
We need to put it on there.
That is genius.
The Rangers title defense comes to a disappointing end, and ESPN gave them not a very friendly grade. All right, Corey, you brought this up. We didn't really talk much baseball yesterday. It was a lot of football. A lot of discussion about the Cowboys getting absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, shilled.
But over the weekend, the chase to miraculously get in the playoffs did officially end for the Texas Rangers. Now, the good news is at 74-82, they are assured not to have the worst record for a defending champion in for the next year in this century. So that's good. But the best they can finish now is 80-82. So I don't know how much you take from that, but it was kind of disappointing when you lost those first two games of Seattle in the final homestand and knew that you weren't going to be able to have at least a 500 record this year.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, Kevin, the most disappointing part of it for me this season, because... Do you want to tell the life hack, Kevin?
Yeah, somebody called that an irresponsible tease.
All right, by the end of the segment, okay. We'll make sure we get the life hack out there because it's great.
Probably, I don't know about the legality of it all. But.
Corey Seager is a surefire Hall of Famer, right?
I am not sure I think that.
I don't know if he's going to have the career numbers.
But
because he has 200 home runs right now.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that you're like, man, he... is just, and right now he's in a groove, 33-33-30, and he might continue to do that if he does what Mike says and goes and plays first base. And then you got to figure out your shortstop position, and then you're like, but we also need to DH Josh Young, so, and then we got to figure out our third base position. There's a lot of things there, but with Corey Seager, I felt like when we signed him that I was going to get to watch this dude just be the best.
Yeah.
But Mike did warn us multiple times that he's injury prone. That's just, he is an injury prone guy. That's the reality of Corey Seager.
Yes.
And so that does give you that inconsistencies of his career. But that was a huge disappointment for me this year that he wasn't Corey Seager after being dominant in the playoffs and in the World Series. He wasn't that guy to start the season. He was for a little stretch, but I just didn't feel like I got to see it. And I know that's got to be frustrating for me or for him.
Yes.
Because I'm also Corey. But as a fan, I didn't get to see, you know, the max part of Corey Seager again. And he probably could have had 40 home runs this year. Maybe 45 if he was healthy. And maybe even had 50. There are a lot of things he can't do, but man, he can crush the baseball. So he's must watch at bats for me.
Since you're talking about the injury prone thing, this is where I get hyped and also see the tenuous nature of the situation. Because let's talk about injuries when it factors into this next group. Because I was thinking about, you think about like what's the best part of this season. You've seen flashes from all of these players, some more than others. But if I told you, All of these guys in your young core are going to be on the team next year, and the group is Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, Josh Young, Kamar Rocker, and Jack Leiter. You're like, let's freaking go. But that's not that's a disingenuous statement, because as much as I hope it's right, you already talked about the injury woes of Josh Young. We've already talked about the concerns with Evan Carter, though we can dip back into that And Kamar Rocker is somebody who he's looked phenomenal, but he's coming back from not really having pitched for multiple years.
Yeah. Man, we're going to talk a little more this week about the future pitching prospects of the Rangers. Okay. I'm also a little disappointed for Nathan Eovaldi, because Nathan Eovaldi is at his best whenever he's pitching in big time games. That's whenever you see Nathan Eovaldi be that guy.
Yeah.
And you saw stretches where you're like, he still has it. And then you saw late in the season, like, he was just, his arm was dead. There were moments where you're like, oh, he got hit. He got banged around a little bit in this game. So I was a little disappointed for him, too. I would give this season, Kevin, though, a Z. Good. No, there were some good things, but it just wasn't. You just won the World Series.
All right.
And then you don't even make the playoffs.
ESPN did not give the Rangers a Z. They also did not give them the worst grade. But, Corey, I want to ask, on your grading scale, would a Z be roughly equivalent to what they gave the Chicago White Sox? And I swear I'm not making this up. They gave the Chicago White Sox an F minus, 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 minus. That's four minuses after the F. Is that roughly equivalent to a Z?
F, G, H, I,
I mean, I know not
no,
that
that would
way.
Be a J, okay. Kevin.
They get a J for just kidding. We're not a real major league team.
But Z for zero, yes.
Okay.
The White Sox deserve a zero.
So the White Sox get an F quadruple minus. Angels get an F. The Marlins get an F. And then the Rangers and Colorado Rockies get a D minus. And so for the Rangers, it said, I considered giving them an F to what you just said, for being the defending World Series champions and falling under 500. Certainly a disappointing defense of their title. So they're tied for the fourth worst grade in all of baseball this year. I don't think that's unfair. Like, I've seen some different grades. Somebody said F plus because of Kamar coming along. Somebody said a C minus. I think a C minus is too high. I really do. Like, at absolute minimum, I thought this team would get to 500, and now...
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's not even statistically possible. So I think it has to be somewhere in the D range for the Ranger. You're stupid.
What do you mean I'm stupid? I was reading something and I smiled.
This is audio. Yeah, if you're watching on the Twitch, you know why I said that. But yeah, I think a D minus or a D is probably very fair for the Texas Rangers.
And that being said, listen, I have complete faith that this offseason, Chris Young will reevaluate this team and say, all right, what do we miss? Were we too blind? And he's kind of discussed this. They overvalued a lot of their things while they were doing this. Will they sit back and say, we can make the moves, we can make these adjustments, we're going to be better at DH this year? We're going to be better in these other areas, because he said the offense failed them. Everybody knows the offense failed them this year. So what's the biggest transition there? Do you say we replace the batting coach, the hitting instructor? We go at it that way? Do we replace our approach at the plate just a little bit more too? And, you know, you still got the manager. The manager at the end of this year, and we'll have him on tomorrow at 12:20, potentially for the last one of this season. He sounds, based on everything we've heard here at the end of the year, he was evaluating for next season, and I trust his evaluation. It seems weird to be like, I trust it, considering how bad this was, but how good was it a year ago whenever you had no faith that they were going to get there and then they win it all. So I do have a lot of trust that he can go back and look at this and say, we have to make some adjustments here. Now, my big question is, can they? Can they get the pieces they need? Because financially, it's going to be tough. But can they still say, you know what, we can find value pieces that are going to help us trade up from a paperclip to a Lamborghini?
And
you're not getting Shohei. That's just not going to happen.
Fair. And this is where my optimism might be too much. Rangers fans, I'm curious if you're there with me. If I told you, like, you could make trades or signings in the offseason that is the equivalent to second half Wyatt Langford, Kamar Rocker, Evan Carter, and Josh Young, wouldn't you be flipping out? But that's just projections that all those players can come back. And that's probably not.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good way to stack your team and just assume that all those people will be good to go. It's definitely not a good way to stack.
When it comes to Wyatt Langford, are you satisfied with his season?
I am. I will admit, for a lot of it, I was disappointed just because, much like with,
you expected more.
Yeah, much like with Overshown, Guyton, I might have had outsized expectations.
But you feel like this is a guy that's going to be a Major League Baseball player that's going to be probably a big part of your Major League club for a while.
I think you have to, just because, like, even if you don't trust, let's just say you don't trust your own eyes. We've heard, not you, we have heard from so many people in baseball behind the scenes that what they see is that this kid is going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to end the season with like a 3.5 war as a rookie. He's got an OPS above 700. Now, the journey to get there was tough, but that's also encouraging because you saw how much he struggled. And then the fact that his OPS this month is 1,000. Like, that puts you in the direction where you can be pumped about it. I wanted to throw one more thing out there, if I can, Corey. The quotes from Evan Carter were just brutally honest.
Okay.
About this season.
About himself or about the team? Okay.
And he said this over the weekend. So during the last homestand, I appreciate how, like, this feels like what a real person would say. Quote, yeah, this season's been miserable, to be completely honest. You go from the coolest thing that you can do in baseball to missing your entire rookie season. Then what little bit I did get to play, I felt terrible. It just sucks, you know? Like, that feels like a real thing that a real person would say to you.
Yeah. And you got, I mean, it was the coolest thing.
You
walk into the league and you're competing for a World Series. And then the next year, you can't do anything to help them get back to it because you're physically not capable.
And why did that happen? Listen to this, Evan Carter. The problem was probably me lying to myself, me lying in general. I just needed to take a step back, and I did, and here we are now. Again, it's been miserable, but I mean, it has been for everybody. Gosh, everybody wants to win, and we didn't. There are a lot of guys that want to have better years and a lot of guys that want to redo it, and I'm one of them. I'm excited to redo it next year for sure. That first part about it, he's like, I was lying to myself and I just needed to take a step back.
Lying to himself about his physical ability.
That was my interpretation.
Yeah, and I get that because, Kevin, I go back to Alexi Ogando, Matt Harrison, a lot of these guys, they want to play. They either you are playing to get a big contract or you're playing to live up to your big contract. And a lot of times in both of those instances, you are telling yourself or you have, you know, expectations from manager, GM, all the way up to the owner. A lot of times you're telling yourself, I have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to lose this job or, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it. In that reality, though, if Alexi Ogando had told us he wasn't feeling well, he wouldn't have cost the team team games.
Sure.
And he probably could have recovered faster. Matt Harris, these guys do this and they're telling themselves, you have to be honest with your manager and yourself throughout the process to know your body. That is something that I respect that about Evan Carter. I hope that he learns it. He's still so young. I hope he's able to make a physical recovery because there's one thing I do kind of want to see a little more mental toughness. I loved his approach at the plate. I want to see him be a little tougher mentally when he gets up there. But the physical part of it, he has to get right now.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.